you have friends or family that live in other time zones, you might find yourself trying to figure out, now, what time is it there again? Well, why not let your computer do that work and display a clock for both time zones, or even three time zones? We'll talk about how to do that, and I'll play a voicemail that made me blush.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey, it must be Monday, because here we are again. This is the Computer Tutor Podcast, and I put one of these out every Monday morning. I've been podcasting for 72 weeks in a row, so this is, in fact, episode 72. Not that you care which episode this is. It actually kind of bugs me when some podcasters start off every single show with the episode number. No one cares. For the podcast that I listen to, I have about 40 or 45 of them loaded up in my podcast catcher on my smartphone. I use a program called Beyond Pod. I don't really care if you've been podcasting for 3 weeks or 3 years. My biggest concern is that you're consistent. I just like to know that a new show is going to come out on a particular day of the week or some regular interval, and that's why I've tried very hard to never miss a week so far. But who knows, I might come down with laryngitis some week and be forced to miss one. Hopefully not, though. This podcast is where we talk about all kinds of cool things you can do with your computer. I do computer repair here in Florida, and by remote access, I work with clients all over the country, and I've been doing that since 1999. So if I can help you with your computer, give me a call, 727-254-9078, or email me at pctutor@gmail.com. Today's computer tip can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/072. So here we go. Do you know how many time zones there are in the world? The generally accepted answer, in case it ever comes up in some kind of trivia game or something, is 24, one for each hour of the day. But it's not really divided up all clean and nice around the world like that. Each time zone is 15 degrees of longitude wide, and each one is supposed to have a clock time of 1 hour earlier than the next time zone to the east. But it gets kind of messy because there are lots of countries around the world, and their borders don't match up nicely with the time zone lines. And even if they did, each country can decide on its own how it wants to observe time in that country. Some large countries like China and India, they cross over several time zones, but they only observe one time throughout the whole country. Here in the continental U.S., we have 4 different time zones. And don't even get me started on daylight savings time. I would personally vote for doing away with it completely, but that's a whole other issue that we don't need to get into right now. Anyway, chances are you know someone who lives in another part of the country, or maybe even somewhere else in the world, so they're in a different time zone. Well, that makes it a little tricky when you want to call or send a text message. It might be 2 p.m. in the afternoon for you, but your friend in China might be sleeping because it's 3 a.m. there. Or maybe you sent an email to a company's customer service department at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and then you realize that where the company is located, it's already Saturday at midnight, so you probably won't get an answer in the same day. In certain situations like this, I have found myself repeatedly wasting too much brain power on trying to always remember what time it is in a certain place. We have some family in Ecuador, and we travel there probably every couple of years or so. Well, fortunately, they're not too far off my own time zone here in Florida. In the wintertime, they're the same time as we are. In the summer, however, they're 1 hour different because we change for daylight savings time and they don't. Well, thankfully, my computer does all that calculation for me now, and it displays it automatically. In Windows, your computer can actually display 3 different clocks, and each one can be in a different time zone, so you always have that information available just at a glance. You do have to set it up the way you want it, though. Probably right now, your computer is only set to show one time zone, the one you live in. It shows the current time in the bottom right corner of the screen, and if you put your cursor over it, it'll show the date also. If you want to add another clock for a different time zone, it's pretty easy. Just do a right-click on the time and choose Adjust Date and Time. In the new window, click the tab that says Additional Clocks. Then check the little box that says Show This Clock, and then choose the time zone you want from the drop-down menu. You can also enter an easy-to-remember display name for that clock. So instead of having it be called or display UTC plus 4 hours Moscow, you can just name it Uncle Vladimir to make it easy to identify just at a glance. Now, what if you know the city you want to display the time for, but you don't know what time zone it's in? Excellent question. There's a great website that'll help you with that. It's called timeanddate.com. But if you just do a Google search for World Time Clock, you'll find it. And on that website, there are hundreds of cities listed, so you just find the one you want or a city that's nearby in the same time zone, and you'll know which time zone to choose. And of course, you'll see that right below that is an option for another clock, which you can configure for yet another time zone if you want. So now you have the clock set up for the right time zones. How do you actually display all of them? Well, there's a couple of ways to do this. If you just put your cursor over the time in the bottom right corner, you'll see the different times pop up there in a small window. This is a digital display of the time for each one. To see the full-size clocks for each one, just do one single left click on the time. You're going to see one big clock for your local time, and then one or two slightly smaller clocks that show the time in the other time zones along with the user-friendly display name that you gave it. And as a bonus, you'll also see a calendar showing the current month with today highlighted. And by the way, do you know how to tell when your clock is hungry? When it goes back 4 seconds. Sorry about that. Sometimes I just can't resist telling a bad joke. I've mentioned this a couple of times already, and this is the last time I'll talk about it. My hourly rate for my services is going up on January 1. That's just a couple of days from now. If you want to buy some of my time now at the current rate, you can do that even though you might not use my computer services until sometime in the future. You can get all the details and make your purchase on a special page on my website. Just go to computertutorflorida.com/discount. And if you're listening to this after January 1, 2014, that link will no longer be valid because that special is already passed. Sorry, but you're still welcome to purchase my time. And finally this week, I got a pretty amazing voicemail from one of my clients, John Bowley. Actually, I have to say John is really a friend, not just a client. He's referred a lot of people to me for computer work, and he's just a great guy. He left a message on my podcast voicemail line recently, and here's what he had to say.
Yes, Scott, this is John Bowley. I'm retired law enforcement, and I just want to tell all of your listeners that I have used Scott Johnson for quite some time now as a computer helper. Having been in the law enforcement business, I usually see reality in the world. We run into a lot of people who say one thing and do another, say they're honest and really aren't. And I want to tell everyone who listens to this podcast that Scott Johnson is one of those singular human beings who is just a good man, very honest, very dedicated, and has the old-fashioned work ethic where he's going to do you right and get done what needs to be done, and he's going to be very fair with you on what he charges you, which is what he has been. I thoroughly recommend him, and like I said, having been in law enforcement for about 37 years, I know the genuine article when I run into it, and not only did I know it when I ran into it, I've used Scott here for quite some time, and he just keeps exceeding my expectations with his honesty and his quality of service. So I thoroughly recommend him. Scott, stay safe, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Take care.
Well, thanks very much, John. That was such a glowing review, you'd think I wrote it myself. But I seriously do appreciate that. And if you would ever like to call in and leave a comment, ask a question, suggest a topic for a podcast, maybe even tell a bad joke, whatever, just call the podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468. That line always goes straight to voicemail, so you can leave your message, and it'll get sent to me shortly after that. And please, if you haven't given me a rating in iTunes yet, I would really appreciate that. Just like I appreciate a quick tap on the thumbs up icon if you're listening to this on Stitcher. Those things really help me out a lot, and I do thank you. And that's a great way to end the final Computer Tutor podcast for 2013. And you know I have to say this, I'll see you next year with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.